Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hello, and welcome back to the Masked Singer Rahapa podcast. We're here at the Super 8. We're about to unmask two back-to-back to go down to six because we just finished episode 7 of season 5, and now we're ready to talk about it all. I'm your host, Puya, the poker chip, Zan McKeely, back at it again, once again, to give everything another shot. And of course, as always, I'm not here alone. I have someone here who is out of this world. It's my partner in crime, Liana the Dice Boris. Liana, how are you doing today?
Snake eyes, baby. Roll them dice. What do you call a pair of sixes?
Yeah, that's snake eyes, isn't it?
No, snake eyes is a pair of ones because it looks like snake eyes, like, right?
We've discussed this on the pod before.
Discuss what different dice rolls are. One minus a baker's dozen. Hey,
so just a dozen.
That's like the day before the day after tomorrow. Oh God, that's today. Wait, is that right? 2 days before the day after tomorrow. Okay, there we go. I got my math right. That's fine. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine.
Whatever. It's fine. Whatever.
Whatever. So,
I want to put some context on today, right? As far as the podcast goes and how we watched the episode, you watched it live. And I watched it the day after. So how was your experience watching it live?
There are way too many commercials. The fact that there were 30 minutes left and they hadn't done the performances were pretty much done. Maybe it was like 30, maybe like 25 minutes left. But yeah, that was a little brutal, the end part of it, because it's been a couple weeks now that since I've watched it with commercials. Anyway, commercials are garbage, but it did give me a little bit of time to do some digging on some of the contestants. So I did appreciate it from that perspective.
Ooh, I'm excited to find out what your finds are from this episode. I watched it the day after. It was about an hour 25, no commercials. Experience was, I'm assuming my experience was slightly better than yours. I do have feelings about this episode. I was not chuffed about this episode of Masked Singer. I definitely didn't. Yeah, surprisingly.
Oh, this was fun.
No. There are two specific things that happened in it that I thought were too much and I didn't like.
Are they Cloodle Doo related?
One is Cloodle Doo related.
Was it the other song?
Oh my God.
Dude, I could not. As soon as it was I was like, I can't wait to talk about this. I can't wait to talk about this. This is so ridiculous.
Yeah, like, no, so the Cloodle Doo thing is very Masked Singer, and I can't, like, they can't help themselves, and we can't, like, they're not going to be able to not do stuff like this. And it's only going to amp up more the longer we get into more seasons of Masked Singer. So I'll fully embrace that part. I, however, reserve the right to not be happy with the guest judge this week, and it was Rita Wilson, who I only know Rita Wilson really as the mom from Jingle All the Way. That's what I recognized her from. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my first thought when it was Rita Wilson, because my most recent Rita Wilson / Tom Hanks memory is them getting COVID. So I was like, talk about them getting COVID. That was my first thought. And then my second thought was, how is Rita Wilson connected to the Masked Singer, So I Think I Can See Your Voice, Lego Masters kind of universe? Mayim Bialik, you know what I mean? Like, because I feel like all the guests, they're that group of people. You know what I mean? So Rita Wilson felt like a complete random guest.
Yeah, I thought the same. I thought it was an odd choice. And then all I could feel was why is this a thing that's happening? Do we need a guest judge in the first instance of having the Super 8? Is this a thing that needs to happen? Right?
Like, it should have just been family.
Yeah. Like, we didn't need, we just went through all the extra with the, here is the bulldog and here's all the white wild cards. We couldn't have a regular episode. We have 8 performers. Do we really need a fifth opinion on the table? And the fifth opinion wasn't that good.
Yeah, it was fine. So I just don't think I had such a negative reaction to her that you did. Although as soon as the rap happened, I was like, Puya is going to hate this.
Yeah. I felt very uncomfortable. I felt like fourth and fifth hand embarrassment when the rapping happened. It was no bueno.
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So let's just dive in and talk about all this, because there's a lot to unpack and there's 8 performers. And if we're going to try and keep it tight and not make this be as long as the episode itself. What, did you just laugh? What just happened?
Keep it tight.
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 We're going to have to try and see if we can make this happen. We're going to be quick and we have to be on top of everything. So
okay. Let's
jump in and talk about the one, the only, the Piglet. And Liana, if you would take it away.
All right. Bing, bang, bong, sing, sing, song. So the deal with the clue packages is that I could not pause / go back at all to rewatch.
Right. Yeah. Right?
So I'm going to do my best to describe what I saw. I do really well in the beginning. I wrote, you see me as happy-go-lucky. Life hasn't always been smooth sailing. Then it just completely devolves into broke finger, perfect storm, foam finger, but with a peace sign, sunglasses, and the tree air freshener. And then I wrote in quotes, I never want to miss the boat. Does that mean anything? I don't know.
Yeah. Broke finger and foam finger sound like the less successful James Bond movies that did not make it far. Maybe they went straight to DVD.
Yes. Broke finger. Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix finger. That's the next one coming.
If it
out.
Ain't broke, don't finger it.
No, that's not what I said.
Perfect storm, baby.
Why are you like this? Why are you the way you are? I felt like a lot of the clue packages this week meant nothing. Like, it was all, this was my experience performing, and I didn't get all that much from it.
Yeah, it was hard to tell when it started, when the clue package started. It felt like it was mostly just, me performing last week, and then all of a sudden it was like, clues, like, crap, clues, I gotta write this down.
Yeah, so wait, clues? Yeah, there was quite a bit going on. I genuinely didn't gather much information out of the clue package from the old Piglet this time around.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Because we already feel like we know who it is, and we feel pretty confident in who it is, we didn't get that much from it.
Right?
Because I'm sure, let's see, let's put Nick Lachey, let's pull up his Wikipedia page. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could probably go through and let's see, let's finger. Okay, nope, let's see. All right, no searches for finger. Let's do sunglasses. Nope, no search. Okay, you know what? Whatever, doing? I don't know. Perfect, trying to associate the words with him. I don't know, bruh.
Yeah, I don't know what you are doing. So what I do know, though, is that the performance was good, and I thought it was a good start to the show. I don't know if Nick Lachey has any association with UFOs, by the way, or like tree air fresheners. Don't know. But those are also things I took note of.
Yeah. Nick Lachey UFO.
Yeah. Maybe not like this. Maybe this is not how we find clues right now.
Yeah.
I thought the performance of The Pretender by Foo Fighters was good. I thought the early notes were great. I did like that it kind of looked like a bouncy house motif. I did enjoy that. They were colorful.
Yeah, I liked the Mario pig thing backup dancers.
They looked very Animal Crossing-y to me.
Okay. Well, that's a Nintendo realm, right? I think it's because they had the red shirts and the overalls.
Right. Yeah. And what's it called? Did you recognize the whole clue package was on like some kind of a ship with two? What are the two glasses or two shades? Did you notice that?
Two shades. That's because it was talking about like the perfect storm. Life hasn't always been smooth sailing. Something with boats. He's a yachter, a little yachty fan.
Do you even know who Lil Yachty is?
I do, by the way, because he is on that Pretender track with Steve Aoki and AJR, which I have been current obsession listening to their new album. Not a big deal. Anyway, I don't know.
He's the third feature. That's how you know him. That's like me saying Rita Wilson is the mom from Jingle All the Way.
Exactly. And do you have a problem with that? Any hoozies.
Yeah, any housers.
So, yeah, come on. It's a negligee. We've been new.
This was just a good opener, I feel like, for eight. It wasn't two. It wasn't the best of the night. It wasn't a bad performance by any stretch. I genuinely am nervous that Nick Lachey is going to win this, potentially.
No, I don't know. Come on. Well, okay. Actually, you know what? Let me revisit. I think he gets better. He is better. He is received.
Take three.
More favorably than I feel he is putting out in terms of his performances. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like he's giving me B, but he's getting A's.
He's giving you B, but he's getting yeah. No. That works. That works for me. I can see
like,
that.
It was fine. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I like the confetti part of it as well. I enjoy some confetti, but I just felt like there's like some breath control issues. I don't know. It's not knocking it out of the park in the way that I feel like he's being received. But
yeah,
we'll
yeah. No,
very
I think
frog-like for me.
Frog-like, interesting. I feel like compared to the rest of the what I would deem to be the better singer / the contenders, I think that the Piglet is one tier below them. So right. I would argue that Robopine, Yeti, and Black Swan are the top three. Mm-hmm. And then the Piglet falls into the second tier. And then who else is left at that point? We just named four people. That leaves the Chameleon, who I would argue is the bottom of the six at this point. And
Dolls, Russian Dolls.
Oh, yeah. They are then. But like the Piglet's better than the Russian Dolls, but then still lower than the top three, in my opinion.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, look, the Piglet sang The Pretender, not The Contender. Okay. So it makes sense. The Pretender, not The Contender. You're picking up what I'm putting down. Although I will challenge you on the Russian Dolls bit, but we can talk about them when we get there.
We will definitely talk about them real soon. As a matter of fact, I believe they're the next ones we talk about.
Nope, it's Robopine. DoorDash order. We have to talk about how he got cotton candy.
Yeah. So as is the theme with The Masked Singer, every week there should be some kind of thematic extra clue. This week, it's the food delivery clue. But then don't get attached to this clue because there could be a cloodle doodle doo that'll be thieving the clue from you. I really hate this, by the way.
Cleekle cloodle clue.
Yeah. So they bring over some kind of like wheelie cart thing with the clue in it. And it's a food themed clue because it's a food delivery. If you're picking that DoorDash food delivery up, curbside styles,
generic DoorDash / Uber Eats / Grubhub / Skip the Dishes / John Hamm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So you put all this together, right? You slop all this together and you're getting cotton candy for the Piglet, which I don't know. Is there a cotton candy song by 98 Degrees or something?
He's missing you like candy.
Well, that's very vague, but that sounds, maybe it could work.
Like candy, yeah.
And then, so aside from this, there is going to be an instance where one of the people don't get their cloodle-doo because the cloodle-doo said no clue for you. And as far as the guesses go from the judges, we had a Lance Bass guess. We had a Chris Pine slash Adam Levine guess. And then we had a, oh no, are these the right people? Yeah. And then we had a Eli or Peyton Manning from Rita Wilson.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah. This is who you bring on to be the judge. This is it.
No, I remember I became more favorable on her as it went through. Cause I did write that down. I wrote down the Manning brothers ? No.
Yeah,
although I liked that.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, go ahead.
What did you like?
I like that her gut was Nick Jonas. I was like, I wrote that down and then thought, but then I saw the foam finger and I thought University of Tennessee. Who's from Tennessee? Eli and Peyton Manning. And I thought, just because they're from Tennessee and the color of the foam fingers from doesn't mean that this is who you're going to put down. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. I don't know. Although I will say the guess from Jenny of Lance Bass made me laugh because I was the only thing I could think of was a circle.
Yeah, all I could think of is, well, he can't be in England here at the same time. That's not a thing.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Could you imagine if it was actually Lance Bass? So it's like Lance Bass, well, I guess Lance Bass's assistant catfishing as Lance Bass on the circle at the same time that Lance Bass is on the Masked Singer catfishing as a, I don't know, the catfish. Oh, that would be so funny.
Too funny, even.
The things I dream of.
It's a weird dream to have, Liana, truly.
I mean, truly. You've heard some of my dreams. I got some weird old dreams.
Yeah. Luckily, not many dreams where you get like super mad at me, which is good.
Yeah, I never have those.
That's not true. You had one like a week ago.
Yeah, that's why I said that sarcastically. Now I'm getting mad at you in real life. I don't even need to sleep.
Yeah, no, she was at work and she messaged me about the dream. And then I had to send my first thing I did that morning was send an apology.
No. Let me be clear. I do not hold anything against you for something that happens in my dream. That would just be absolutely ridiculous. However, because we are partners, I feel the desire to communicate to you when I have an anxiety dream. Yes, my figment of you happened to be in that dream causing me anxiety, but I don't blame you for it. I know it's not you. It's my own brain. Okay?
Brain.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Not even asking for you to apologize. I just want to clarify because I feel like that's a constant trope where it's like, oh yeah, she got mad at me in her dream. And so now she's mad at me in real life. And I absolutely hate that because it's like complete nonsense. If anyone gets mad at anyone because of a dream, it's you getting mad at me for something I did in your dream.
No, that is so fiction.
Yes. No, that's for sure true.
It's like you're Uno reverse carding me because I just said that about you. And you're like, no, it's actually you that does that. That's not true.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Part of my candle. I have this like black thing on my finger from my candle. And let's just keep going. Okay.
Why are you playing with your candle?
No, it's not. I didn't.
Candles are set it and forget it.
I know. It's just sitting there. It's just I don't know how it ended up on my finger. I think. Look, not important.
All right. Well,
I'll clean it later.
Ken Jeong guessed Chris Pine. Chris Pine's not on the show. However, his brother Robo Pine very much is. So let's just talk about the Robo Pine next. Okay.
Okay.
So the Robo Pine's clue package is very sad and really made me feel quite a bit of feels. The Robopine talks about dealing with depression prior to coming on The Masked Singer. They used to love singing in the shower. And then there was this part where the scene where there was these baby toys and there was the letter blocks for ABC.
And then the upside down cat on the block. I wrote that down. Does that mean anything to you?
Upside down cat on the block? No, it does not.
The cat on a block?
The one thing that did stand out though is the Roman statue, which I have in my notes, because if this is who I believe it is, Tyrese, Roman Pierce is the name of his Fast and Furious character.
Ooh, I like that. Boom. I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
He's good. Yeah. So, and then what else was in this clue package? Yeah. So then there was the block party that they sang at. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing that happened.
It was like his struggle with depression, his family not supporting him, and then him getting to sing at a random block party. And that like made his life. It was so sad.
I know. I really felt for Robopine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Is there anything else from the clue package that I'm missing on your end?
Oof. I wrote down a toy rattle ? So I don't know if I actually saw that in the toys or I just made that up, but that's the only thing I think I could add here.
Yeah, you most definitely did see a toy rattle because that was next to the blocks, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, with the upside down cat. It's the upside down cat on a block.
Mm-hmm.
This song choice, though, bruh. Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. I love that song. I love Marvin Gaye. This was so smooth. This fit his voice so well. I really, really love this performance.
Yeah, this was phenomenal. I very much loved it. And I'm very happy with the pick of Robopine on my team. I think that Robopine's been a front runner from the minute we saw him perform that first time and nothing's changed. I thought the forest motif with all the candles in the background was great. I love that. I do have one thing I want to say, and it's got nothing to do with Robopine and everything to do with the Masked Singer. I thought the dancers looked phenomenal in like the outfit choice, but why are the dancers not allowed to have faces? Why is this a thing that we are doing?
Because they're all masked.
I know, but like their masks were literally like skin tone and just like blank. So it was like they were just wearing a thing to cover. And I was like, this takes away to me. This is not it's not Robopine aesthetic and it's not like thematic to a Robopine. So why can't they just have faces? I thought that was a miss.
I felt like they were in the dark pretty much the entire time. I couldn't really see them, which I actually liked that because it had more focus on the Robopine.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I have a specific frame that I have open right now where it's like clearly this they're seeable, but then there you have no faces and it just makes no sense to me.
Do you think that they would donate $10,000 to their favorite player at the end of the season because they're seeable?
What kind of a joke is that?
See ya! You know, like when Rory and she gave Donathan money, remember?
I was giving you an out to maybe not explain it, but then you went ahead and explained it. So that's unfortunate for you.
That's really what makes a joke is when you have to explain it. I stand by it.
Yep. I'm sharing the visual with you.
It looks sheer. I kind of like it.
No. Okay. Well, it's fine. This was a great performance, ultimately. Like, if that's the smallest qualm I have, then you know we're in a good place with all of this.
Yeah. I feel really good about Robopine. I hope Robopine goes to the final three.
No, I hope so too. And I think Robopine will. I don't think there's a world where the game changer self-named Robopine doesn't make it far.
I forgot he renamed himself. Game changer!
And Nicole's in love with him fully. So that's also going to help, I think.
I feel like she cried at two people's performances this week. Is that, did I make that up? Is that real?
No, no, it definitely happened. I'm pretty sure it happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the food clue was a lobster.
Yeah. Lobster. Yeah. Family goes to the coast of Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. Cool.
Sure. It's yeah. So if you need to know, Tyrese Gibson loves Red Lobster.
Just like Flava Flav.
Yes.
Maybe it is. Wait, who? Someone guessed Flava Flav for someone somewhere along the way. Right?
It was that happened. I'm pretty sure it was for the crab.
Ugh. That's so embarrassing.
We'll talk about that because that was one of those where it's like, oh, I'm pretty sure the first guess was the correct person. So I'm pretty sure it's Bobby Brown, but I have another guess and that's Flava Flav. And I was like, well, maybe you stick with the one that makes more sense. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, happened a couple times. It was weird.
Flava Flav.
Yeah, there's a news article. Fast and Furious star Tyrese Gibson says Red Lobster's roles are disrespectful.
What?
Yeah. Let's see. So he says
He's looking at me like, dude, calm down. I said, you don't. Yeah. So he said that the person he'd be most freaked out over meeting is the CEO of Red Lobster.
Mm.
Yeah. He freaked out over meeting that guy. He's looking at me like, dude, calm down. I said, you don't understand, sir. You don't understand. You are the brainchild of this place. I have a love affair with. Gibson isn't joking. Seeing the brand's glowing logo off the highway helped convince him to buy his house in the valley 4 years ago. He uses lobster worthy as an adjective, and he eats there so often he had his accountant go through his receipts, realizing he dropped about $7,000 in 2 years there.
Whoa!
Yeah, that freak out inspired the brand to hire him for a commercial, which Gibson wants to be clear about. I'm not another work for hire celeb that Red Lobster gave a script to. I put way more money in their pockets than they put in mine. Oh my God.
He should just be able to eat at Red Lobster for free, right? No, I mean, that's probably how they make most of their money.
Yeah. So in summation, if you had any doubts that it might not be Tyrese, I think this solidifies it for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Abso-friggin-lutely.
7,000 in 2 years. That's a whole lot of scratch for Red Lobster. Oof. Is Red Lobster good?
Define good.
Like, would you go there?
I think I've been to Red Lobster maybe like once or twice in my life. I remember the lobster being dry. But that's my only memory. So I think we need to create a new memory and go to Red Lobster together.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. I think I can work with that. I've only had lobster once.
Do you remember that squid we had in
Montreal? Yeah, the tapas place?
That was so good. I'm not going to lie to you. I know it was expensive, that place, but I still think of that squid from time to time. I was walking to work the other day and that meal popped in my head and I was like, damn, like that was a good meal.
That was one of my prouder moments in picking, because I would pick the places we would go for dinner and I picked this place out, made a reservation, and then I ordered that off the menu for us. And I thought, damn, this is like the nicest thing I've ordered in a minute. And you liked it a lot, which fared well.
Yeah, it was a joint decision on the squid. I remember.
I'm not taking credit.
I just want credit to be shared equally.
No, it was
you
my
picked
credit.
The place. You picked the place. I will 100% give you that. But I. If that's how we're going to choose to remember it, then that's fine.
You can't pat yourself on the back. I have so little accomplishments here. Let me have them.
I'm going to have a dream about this later. It's fine.
One of us has a PhD. The other made a good pick off a menu once.
PhD, petty. That's me. I swear, no, that was my, because I remember you know. Okay, you know what? Again, not
no,
a
no, no, no. Let's talk no. about it.
No, 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 no. Let's move on. Let's start. Speaking of, I don't know, chameleons are probably somewhat related to squids.
Is that how you're going to segue us out of here? No, no, we're not done here. the jar makes an appearance again because Nicole is convinced this is Jamie Foxx. And then Robin thinks it's Terry Crews. It's neither. It's Roman Pierce, a.k.a. Robopine, a.k.a. Tyrese, a.k.a. Mr. Lobster, Mr. Red Lobster. So,
Mr. Red Lobster.
Yeah. Do you think that he is more of a background character in the Fast and Furious movies?
I don't know, dude.
Well, this next performer definitely fades into the background when it wants to. It's the chameleon.
I wish you could see my eye roll.
Genuinely, you could have answered anything and I would have segued. I wouldn't have responded to you.
I figured as much. No, but
I just love that we're going to have it on the podcast. That 4 second pause of silence while you try to earnestly decide whether or not he's a background character in the Fast and Furious franchise.
I mean, you asked me a genuine question. I wanted to give you a genuine answer. I now realize that was a wrong assumption. That was not a genuine question. It was oddly rhetorical, but whatever, it's fine. Okay, so Klukel Kludel Doo shows up and says that he's going to take over the chameleon's clue package, or something. I don't know. I didn't quite understand what was happening, but Kludel Doo shows up.
They need to stop This was too much. The Cloodle Do stuff was a little overkill, but it's basically, I didn't like that the Cloodle Do was willy-nilly of, okay, I decide this person's clue package is mine now. I decide this person's clue I'm not going to give you. Why? Give everyone the same amount of packages. I feel like that need not be a thing. But
I think it was just that he... Yeah, what did Cloodle... Wait, what did Cloodle Do even do? Give you an extra clue? Yes, it gave him an extra clue. Enjoyed your work on the big screen, rooting for you at the Golden Globes. That was the extra clue.
Hmm. Yeah. The Golden Globes thing.
Yeah, the Golden Globes thing.
Yeah. So, did you gather anything out of this clue package?
Oh, yeah. This was his idol, right? He, like, idolized a legend. The goat, the greatest of all time, with mm-hmm. the chicken feather boa. And then he got to work alongside his idol. Now his ride or die. That was cute. I like that. Who do you know who that is?
So I believe this is a reference to two people. But the one I'm pretty sure about is this is definitely has nods of Snoop Dogg to it.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, I thought it was Snoop Dogg too, especially because the green.
Yeah, so it's the combination of green. They did a movie together. They did that song "Young, Wild, and Free" with Bruno Mars. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is most definitely a nod to Snoop Dogg. They were very much involved on projects in the 2010 days. I remember very vividly, down 10, 11. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this all yelled Snoop Dogg to me. As far as specifics, I don't think I can really give you that.
No, that makes sense. That's all I was asking.
But then he says, in honor of him, I'm going to keep it old school. And old school indeed, we get into Regulate by Warren G, one of my favorites. This was so good. This was all nostalgia. It was smooth vibes. I loved every bit of it, singing along. I liked the gecko dancers. The money motif was in full swing. This was just a fun, feel-good performance, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I thought it was a good song choice, very smooth, in the flow. I felt like it fits the chameleon. So it was a good song choice, I think, for him. My concern is that it's just like the lack of diversity in terms of performance types, I think, is going to eventually catch up to the chameleon. But I think that will happen next week, probably, obviously, because it didn't happen this week. But I was nervous because Cloodle Doodle Doo was going to step in. And then later, guesses, Robin does guess Wiz. And I was like, oh, crap, the chameleon's toast.
Yeah, no, I do think that ultimately, when you think of all things considered with Mr. Cloodle Doo, with the chameleon, I think that it's obvious, very clearly, the chameleon's time is going to be up potentially next week, unless there's an upset and the Russian dolls leave. I think Cloodle Doo's gonzo. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, the big question here remains, what could happen with Cloodle Doo? With the chameleon. Because I think that you're right in the sense that the chameleon's music is very one note, very similar. There's not much variety. But I think the chameleon benefits from the fact that no one else on the show is doing that as well. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So that might be a good thing. But genuinely, and I love Wiz, I love the chameleon should not go past Final Five.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think when we look at who's left, I don't know. I mean, I thought this is a good top eight. So, and like you said, there's kind of, for me, like two tiers. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think out of the bottom, I actually was shocked that the seashell got sent home. I really thought it was going to be the crab and the chameleon here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe a little minor quibbles with who goes where, but it's fine.
It's fine.
That's okay. That's fine. Yeah, that's my opinion on that. Now, I will say my opinion on the Cloodle Doodle Doo song, as we talked about at the beginning of the show. What? I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. So the Cloodle Doo has their own theme song.
Yeah, this like weird like WandaVision thing, right? Or whatever. Is that what it was supposed to be a reference to?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I haven't seen WandaVision, but I've seen that like music video thing or whatever, because it made it around on social media at one point in time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
know. Cloodle do, 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 do. was like, okay.
I couldn't believe it. I loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's like half Inspector Gadget, half nonsense. So do you have a good guess potentially on who this could be?
Who? Who? Cloodledoo? I think it's Will Arnett now. I don't know why, but mainly just because I'm thinking of to do the promotional tie-in with Lego Masters.
Lego Master, huh?
Yeah, that they wanted to, and he hasn't shown up as a guest judge yet, right? So I was thinking, he's Cloodledoo, and then he's just going to show up. And it's like, and remember, check out Lego Masters starting June 1st. Because, right? Because isn't Massinger ending like May 26th or something? And so then the next week is Lego Masters. I don't know. That's my cross promotional energy coming through. I have no evidence for this fact based on cadence, if any Cloodledoo specific clues, just simply based on cross promotion that Foxes want to do.
Yeah. So I have a couple ways this could go potentially. This could be Jamie Foxx because finally they put him in something and it's not what they expect him to be in. But then the Cloodledoo acts way too silly because I thought maybe Joel McHale, but I'm like, Joel McHale's not there bucking and like moving around like a chicken. Like that's not happening. Uh-huh. So who would? Could it be Martin Short? Could that be someone that's Cloodledoo?
I need to go back and look at the height. I thought I remember thinking that he was about the same height as Nick, but I don't. Now I don't. Now I'm second guessing that.
Hmm. Yeah, like I'm watching the clip right now, which bless my heart. This is very brutal. In one of the, because like, you know how underneath the name it, they had all the like Cloodledoo would be subtitled underneath as the song would go on.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can't figure out. I don't think there's a clue in any of them, potentially. But then the Cloodledoo's wearing like a Sherlock type, like investigator, inspector costume. The music does kind of sound an Inspector Gadget-y, but I also don't know anyone who's like connected. So we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cloodledoo.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Now that we're past the uncomfortable Cloodledoo song, where were we? Did we finish talking about the chameleon? We didn't. Because the chameleon guesses were Machine Gun Kelly, which Jenny in the bin. Kyrie Irving's not a bad guess. Kyrie Irving's someone who was also guest last year when Lonzo Ball was on. And then Nicole went with Waka Flocka again. And then his work on the big screen and the Golden Globe. So this is where Robin gets it completely based on the Golden Globe thing. Mm-hmm. So I think Robin knows. But they didn't put the picture of Wiz on. You know how in the bottom they'll put like three guesses that the judges make usually, the pictures? Wiz wasn't one of them, which makes me think that that's why I think there could be a little bit more longevity with the old Cloodledoo. Or sorry, chameleon. This is not good. I keep saying Cloodledoo now.
Aw, that's cute.
Cloodledoo. Well,
but again, I feel it's not. It's maybe okay. Maybe longevity for one more one more week, but maybe two. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Yeah. So. Who are we going to next? That's right. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Yeti?
I don't think I'm ready for this Yeti.
I don't think you're ready for this
Yeti. I don't think I'm ready for this. Because my body's too Yeti-licious for you, baby. Ha-cha-cha. You're welcome for that, universe. Continue.
Okay,
clues. Once in a lifetime role created an avalanche of success, which I wrote in accolange. That's not even a word. But then ego caused chaos and it all blew up, but he blamed others. But at the end of the clue package, we learned that it was actually his fault. Ba-da-da. Then the other things I noticed were the ABCD letters in his hand. There was the puppy out of a hat, something about line dancing, and then Happy New Year. So you're welcome.
You are welcome. So I think that the biggest clue for me is the later with the donut mm-hmm. and the letter O. Mm-hmm. Omarion's debut solo album was O. So
well, that, and Omarion is and his name.
Omarion is his name. The yeah. dancing in the clue package is, I'm pretty sure, a nod to You Got Served. I believe that twice in a lifetime is the fact that the band is back to B2K is reunited now. Where
yeah, isn't he the reason that they broke up?
I'm pretty
sure.
And then
sure. is the little puppy Bow Wow out of a hat?
Ooh, yes? Question mark? Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a dog.
Yeah. So that all of that to be said. The Yeti blew me away with this performance. It was the performance of the night, in my opinion. The
what? Best performance of the night. Oh, yes. Because he was on rollerblades. Dude, that was so legit. He came out. I was like, is he on rollerblades? And I was like, maybe he's on Heelys, which Heelys are really hard. It's so much easier to rollerblade. Anyway, my first thought was for safety reasons, please don't put fake snow on the stage when he's got rollerblades. But he's actually not bad at skating. I was super impressed. I love the fake standing ovation from the crowd. Amazing.
Big amazing. Yeah, I thought that it was the right level of I straight up had chills. It worked that it looked very chilly on stage. The snow was at a minimal, so I did appreciate that. But no, it was very well done. The singing was phenomenal and the rollerblading was on point. So this was very easily to me the performance of the night. The Yeti has made their mark on the stage, and this is why I think the Yeti's poised for the final three. I really do.
I'm so obsessed with the roller skating. I actually forgot that happened until just now when I read my notes. I love that. Love that.
Yeah. And like the Yeti didn't need backup dancers. The Yeti's eyes have lights in them, I'm pretty sure, because they're like very bright while the performance is going on, which I did appreciate. No, the Yeti's also a top-notch costume. So kudos. Kudos to the Yeti. Kudos to the Yeti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. I'm looking forward to see what the Yeti does next week, because I don't know how you top roller skates. Legit. Ice skates? Do you think they could lay down some ice on that stage? Probably not. Scooter? Yeah. Bicycle? Unicycle?
No, stop.
Yes!
Unicycle in this costume?
Yeah, you're right.
Be hard.
Longboarding. Skateboarding. Tony Hawk comes back and teaches the Yeti how to do a kickflip.
Kickflip, Yeti.
Kickflip.
Kickflip.
Yeah.
So, looking at all this right now, I feel like I tried to gather all my thoughts. I tried to figure it out. I tried to put it together. In what world is this going to be Cisco, Nicole?
Dong, da, dong, dong, dong.
And then Nicole says Todrick Hall as well. That comes up. tell me how you really feel.
No, just move on.
All right. And then I see. And then again, Omarion comes up from Robin's mouth. But also maybe it could be Mario. And I love Mario. But again, why are you splitting? You know that it's like he knows the right guess, but he's trying to like pepper in other guesses to hide it from us.
Yeah, that's possible. I don't know. He hasn't been
second of
well
three instances this episode where the right guess was made, but then they didn't keep it.
I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to hide it or they genuinely don't know. But whatever. We know who it is. We think. Maybe.
Whatever.
Whatever.
No. Yeah. I think it's Omarion.
Yeah. Oh. I gotcha.
What?
No, just, oh, from the donuts.
Oh. What's your favorite donut again?
I like the ones with sprinkles. Technically, my favorite is chocolate frosting with sprinkles. What? Why are you laughing?
I like the one with sprinkles.
I like sprinkles. That's what my pillow pet's name is, Sprinkles.
Yep. Yep. This is Pat.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm cool. I'm so cool. I'm so professional. Like,
good night, Liana. Can you pass sprinkles? Okay, here's sprinkles.
Okay, let me explain. Based on my biomechanics, the way that my hips are situated, I have to have support in between my two legs when I lay on my side. Sprinkles is perfect for that. Sprinkles fits perfectly in between my thighs to prop up my legs so my hips are at even angles.
What are you doing right now?
All I'm doing is I'm explaining that sprinkles is, yes, emotional comfort, but also it has a legitimate reason for why I need to sleep with a stuffed animal because it's practical. I'm just saying.
Sprinkles.
Dude, now I want a donut. Okay, let's Russian dolls, Russian dolls, Russian dolls.
All right, you can take the reins on this one.
Okay, let's ride this horsey. Okay, so there's the whole thing. Oh yeah, so there's the whole thing with like, oh, I can't promise we'll be dancing, but we'll be trying. I appreciated that considering how bad they were at dancing last week. And then there's this whole weird thing about how many dolls there are. There's three. There's clearly three. So I don't really understand this whole facade of, oh, but maybe there's four. Oh my God, but what if there's a five? Anyway, whatever. So there are four dolls at the Statue of Liberty. Obviously, there's only three of them, so I don't know what the extra one was for. Something about being made in Milwaukee, Indiana Avenue, blessings from the king herself, which Robin was like, oh, herself. Okay, God is woman. Let's move on. Then there was also the sold out location around the corner from the Russian dolls tea room, which was something. And then eat, pray, question mark. Boom. Nailed it.
Boom. So I don't know who this could be, right?
Oh, it was really, Carnegie Hall.
It was close to Carnegie Hall, yes. No. So I can only move on to the performance because none of the clues make sense to me. Mm. So I would like to say,
question mark is where is the love? That's the only one that I recognized.
Oh, nice. That's actually pretty smart. I like that. Okay. It was 24K Magic by Bruno Mars. Good song. Good song. I like the gold motif. But I hate that they are insulting my intelligence. I really didn't like that they had four people, but it was very clear that two of them were stuffed into the big one again. That the other two on either side of the stage were just empty. I didn't like that.
Well, they're trying to trick you, right? And I'm sure it's not even their decision. It was like the producer's decision of, okay, we're just going to roll out the little guys with no arms.
Yeah, I think that this screams they're going to be out next to me. I don't see them winning at all. And as much as I did enjoy the performance, I think that it's played out to me now.
Okay, I'm definitely still here for it. I felt like this performance by choosing this song shows diversity in what they can do and the song types that they can sing and sing well. I loved the one with the little hat. It was so cute. And then the little gold chains, I thought they were very, very adorable. I don't want them to go, but I also understand the logic behind the stunt is played out.
Yeah, I will say this, right? This is only the second time they've had a multiple people as one performer And I think this is leaps and bounds better than the Snow Owls ever were.
100%.
So, yeah. In that regard, they've nailed it. And I did like the extraness with the hat and the razzle dazzle. I'm here for that. But ultimately, I'm good. I've seen enough.
Well, Nicole does guess Hansen here, which also made me a little nervous for them. Nicole was on fire this week. She guessed Hansen. She guessed JoJo. She guessed someone else. Anyway, whatever. So that did make me nervous. But obviously, we don't lose the Russian dolls here.
Yeah, we don't. We do not. Russian dolls stay to pop out of other dolls another day.
Popping out at parties.
What is the jelly bean clue?
Obviously, Ronald Reagan. No, I don't know. Also, the jelly beans looked weird. They looked extra gooey. Did they not look extra gooey?
I don't really know my jelly beans well enough to give you an answer for that.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I felt like they looked really gooey.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So the guesses were Menudo, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jonas Brothers, Hanson, Boyz II Men. Rita Wilson at this point has completely lost me. And then she says Boyz II Men. And I was like, come on, Rita. What are you doing here? Just leave. You've already rapped at this point. I can't get over it. I need you to stop being here. I've never had such negative feelings about a judge before. And flipping, the woman who plays was in a show Leah with Remini. Kevin James. Yes. And she was on the show once. And I had more negative feelings tonight than I did ever.
Oh, my God. Kevin James.
Yeah, you love him. I know.
Did I tell you I told Mike that we watched the second Paul Blart Mall Cop movie on our anniversary? Yeah, I did. Because I said that you got the DVD assortment of Kevin James.
Okay, now I need to provide the context. So what we did over our anniversary weekend was we were at Walmart, and then we did the whole challenge of, okay, we each had a list of buy something that you, an activity you want to do with your partner, buy a snack that your partner likes, a drink that your partner likes, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the things on the list was buy a movie to watch together. And Liana has this weird comedic relationship with Kevin James. So naturally, when I found the Kevin James trilogy bundle in the bin, I thought, hey, it's three movies in one at a bargain price of $5. It'll be funny. I'll get it. And I got this. I think Liana enjoyed it way more than she would like to admit.
I can't explain it.
How many Kevin James movies did we watch that night?
Two. We watched Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 and the one where he becomes the boxer.
Here comes the boom.
Yeah, shake. No, here comes the boom. Is that really the name of the movie? That's such a stupid title.
Yeah.
The animal one you wouldn't let me watch.
The zoo one looked stupid. And that's saying something considering it's a Kevin James movie. They're all stupid.
Yeah. That was fun. I like that.
You need to watch Pixels, where Kevin James is the president of the United States of America.
I mean, I need to, we'll complete the Kevin James IMDb page challenge.
Not as many movies as people would think.
I know, right?
Yeah, I've seen way too many of them. All right. That's because you're a big fan. But now, where do we go from here?
Love me some Kevin. I've seen none of King of Queens.
I'm not a Kevin James fan.
Okay, this all happened because I wanted to watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 for the Post Show Recaps Discord. Shocked they let me do it. But yeah, it started a weird fascination with Kevin James. I don't know. I can't explain it. Okay, what are we talking about? Let's move on. We got to keep going. We got Big Brother coming up.
We do have Big Brother coming up. So where do we go from here, Russian dolls? We talked about the guesses. Crab. Everything finished. We wrapped it up. Let's move on to the other. It is the crab. So the crab talks about being claustrophobic in the last performance. They started singing at a talent show. The audience booed. They left in terror. Then they realized it wasn't boos. It was applause. don't know. I'm not well versed in the Bobby Brown knowledge. And then In the Air by Phil Collins starts. And low key, at this point, I knew the crowd was going to leave because it didn't hit me right away. And I thought, unless you nail the chorus, it's over. So then the chorus was not nailed adequately enough, in my opinion.
Oh, I really liked this. I thought this was fun. I felt that it took a little bit to get into, but then once he got into it, I really enjoyed it. I also enjoyed the air drum claw part of it when the drums hit. When he's doing it with the little claws. That was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad to see the crowd go. I mean, look.
Really?
All of my knowledge of Bobby Brown comes from watching Whitney Houston documentaries. So it's not like I have the most favorable feelings towards him. But somehow this made me like him. So to go back to Rob's theory, that one time where he talked about rehabilitation, Bobby Brown somewhat rehabilitated his image in my eyes. However, I still hold a lot of feelings, a lot of feelings.
A lot of feelings. I did like the ceiling. I thought the ceiling looked cool. It looked like we were in a cave, which I did enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then I did write in my notes that if you make it to the next round, it's because you got the Phil Collins bump, because this song is a jam. It's a tasty jam.
I know,
when
right?
You hear this. What did you do? What did you say?
I know, right? I love a song.
It is a great song. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love the song. And then the judges, so the food order was marshmallows. I feel like we were told what the reason was for this, but I don't care. What we need to talk about is someone needs to put the spray bottles on Robin Thicke, because Robin Thicke on live TV on a family show says, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
Makes everybody feel good.
Liana, don't make me spray bottle you.
Look, I'm just happy that we're progressing as a society, that we can recognize things that bring us pleasure.
I feel like we always recognized it.
What's the TikTok thing? This, hold on, I'm gonna do it. This,
no, please don't do it.
No. And I did the vein thing too, but you can't see that.
Oh my God. Stop it.
Dab.
Can't take you anywhere. I have to just censor you on this podcast.
What is that?
What is that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is where Flava Flav gets guessed by Jenny McCarthy. Oof. After she says Bobby Brown. Just throws in the Flava Flav for good measure. I'm okay to move to the next thing now.
That knowing that they have to give a bunch of guesses, I'm a little bit more forgiving of that. Okay, let's see. It's like, well, especially if you really think it's Bobby Brown and you're forced to go up with more guesses. Mm-hmm. Sure. Flava Flav, whatever. But still. Flava Flav.
Flava Flav.
Oh, okay. The seashell. I'm actually super, super excited to talk about the seashell. I'm sad that the seashell went, because I had figured it, or at least I think I had figured it out as I was watching. So I wrote down, these are things I wrote down from the clue package. So $119 seashells by the seashore. Mm-hmm. It took her decades to truly open up. Then I wrote, what the F is that? I actually don't know what that's in relation to. And then I wrote, it was live on TV for the first time with no rehearsal. I don't know what that means also. But the thing that made me figure it out was Twister Twister.
And TNT.
Okay. Sure. But the Twister Twister part, as soon as they said Twister Twister, I was like, oh my God, Sister Sister, as it's one of the twins. So I went and Googled Sister Sister. It had 119 episodes. I was sold. I was like, I don't know which twin this is, but it's one of the Maori sisters. And then I was devastated when she went home. And I was also devastated when Nicole guessed Tia Maori or I don't remember which one it was. Tia, I think. And I was like, no, but I just figured it out. I mean, it was nice to figure it out and then be immediately proven correct. But I was so excited to be in here and be like, oh, I think I know who it is. I mean, I still think I know who it is. In fact, we know who it is, but yes. And then when she's saying, I think we're alone now by Tiffany. Yes, this is a Gen Xer for sure. I think I'm right. I love this. She was so good, by the way. I loved the song choice as well. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really sad that she went.
Yeah, no, this was a very fun performance. I did write in my notes that it kind of came off very generic. Like, I could have heard this anywhere, kind of, which is not a bad thing, I guess, but it didn't pop off the screen, if that makes sense. So, because ultimately for me, I knew the crab was leaving. And then by the end of the night, I figured it's going to be between either the seashell or the chameleon. Mm-hmm. And if either leaves, I understand why the other stayed, kind of. Mm-hmm. So I was sad to see her go, especially because I think the seashell has been consistent all the way through. Not only that, we're down to one woman versus seven men. And that's right, I'm counting the three Russian dolls as separate people. That is insane.
Yikes. Yeah, that was a choice to get rid of the seashell here, especially because it's not like they've made more ridiculous decisions in the past. And I think it would have been completely justifiable to send one of the men home here. I mean, heck, even for me, the piglet, if the piglet had gone home, I would have understood it. Because even though you're saying that this performance was generic, I thought it was super solid. I think she's shown range. I think that she killed it last week. I think she killed it this week. You know, obviously she should have been set at a mall because it was Tiffany, but that's fine. I just thought it was so fun. I was really, really sad to see her go.
Yeah, no, I too was very sad to see her go. And, you know, I'm glad I got to learn about her because I did not know about her really until this point.
Ugh, yeah, I was really excited. And she's just got such fun, positive energy. I mean, both of them mm-hmm. do. I liked watching Sister Sister. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Speaking of it is what it is, can we talk about the person who closes the show, aka the best choice to close the show? I really felt all the feels here. This was the second time I got chills in the night. One was for the Yeti. Second one was for the Black Swan. And talk us through the clue package and tell us if we have any connections here. I already feel like we know who this is and I love it.
Mm-hmm. I feel super good about my guest now. It's just we're getting more and more confirming evidence as we go along. The written on the card. So the whole narrative of the clue package is this is going to be a song dedicated to her mom. It was just her and her mom. They grew up in a one bedroom apartment. And then she's able to eventually buy her mom a house. And so, you know, it's this whole story. But some of the other clues that I noticed is the I'm late written on a card, too little, too late. Mm. The glass slipper, which was that princess clue. Her documentary is called JoJo, the Pop Princess. So that fits. But I mean, wow. I'm having a hard time seeing anybody else winning after this song.
Yeah, I think that the Black Swan is destined for the final three. Easily. This was, to me, the second best performance of the night, but that's only because it comes down to the rollerblades, really. I love this song. I Love You Somebody by Kings of Leon. Great tune. And everything was phenomenal. Everything was phenomenal in this performance. And there's just no world where JoJo is not going to go the distance for me, you know? Mm-hmm.
I just love this kind of stuff. I love it when somebody takes a song and then puts their own different spin on it. No backup dancers, just focused on her voice. The one thing I noticed was her costume. She had a wind up key in her back. Has that always been there?
Oh, like she's like a toy kind of thing?
Yeah, I thought it was maybe just for this performance because they kind of had her in one of those circle wind up toy things, spinny things.
Oh, it's because she was kind of like a ballerina at the start, right?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, yeah, I didn't know if that had been there forever. If that was,
I'm noticing the wind up in this. Let me go quickly look at a clip from a prior performance here. Let's see. So we'll look at the one by the Shawn Mendes tune from a couple weeks back. Mm-hmm. This requires her to turn her back to us, which is not happening yet. No, I don't see it. I think this was only put in as an extra. No, it's not there. This is an extra piece that was added similarly to the hat and the bling for Russian dolls. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so that answers that. Rita Wilson tops off her great performance of the night by guessing Kesha. So that's what you need to know there. And then here come the unmaskings. Are you ready to go through these unmaskings?
Let's go.
We've also done a poor job of talking about our vault guesses, but nothing has been relevant yet, right? I don't think we've nailed any yet.
Shoot. I don't remember at all. All right, you start talking about it. I'll go see if I can find my vault.
No, so guesses. I think we both hit Mark McGrath, so that counts as an equal. That was even. Mm-hmm. right? Let me quickly open the Masked Singer page to see who was unmasked. So,
I guess Lark Voorhees for the Seashell, Lisa Turtle and Saved by the Bell. That's close.
That is what you had. I don't remember who I had for the Seashell, but I got it wrong. I'll tell you that much. Bulldog, we both kind of got to Nick Cannon before the unmasking. So again, that neutralized, that doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Grandpa Monster, we were off on. The raccoon, did we have the raccoon? I don't think I did. And none of us had Kermit or Caitlyn Jenner here. So yeah.
Okay.
It's an even race. I feel like the ones that I got have not been unmasked yet. So come down to the end game. But regardless, as far as the vault guesses go for the judges themselves, it is absolutely ridiculous to me that this is a two-horse race between Ken Jeong and Jenny McCarthy at this point, who both correctly guessed Bobby Brown.
I know, that's so shocking. Go Ken.
Right? Good for him. I feel like he had a total of two correct guesses up until this season, and now I had two this season.
Yes. That sounds right. Because he like gets them just like all of a sudden he'll have one out of nowhere. I feel like it's always an NBA player.
He's good. He's good at the sports knowledge on the panel. Yeah, compared to everyone else. I like that both Robin and Nicole kind of went with something vague, like something you would have done. Yeah, it's cool from Cool in the Gang. And the other one said, it's a member of the Jackson 5. Just like, I'm not going to give you the full picture. I'm just going to pick a vague answer.
Yeah, I like that. I like that strat. I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't count, but...
Right. And if you, just to clarify, if you use that on our show, it will not count, Leon. I will fight you.
Because who did I try to claim that...
You said the taco was... No. You said someone was a Bob Saget type and we're trying to claim Tom Bergeron, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, that sounds right. Yeah, I was close.
That is not a thing. No.
That's pretty close.
Okay, well, that was two seasons ago and you still lost, so we're going to move on here.
Well, what was your locked-in guess for the crab?
Did I have one? I don't think I even made one. Basically, with a lot of mine, I've either like put one in if I had a strong one, but if I didn't have a good inkling, I just gave up because I couldn't think of anything on the fly. And I was like, if I can't think of one, it's probably not going to be good anyways. So I just moved on because I don't recall having a good thought about the crab.
Okay, I wrote down, is this really Bobby Brown? IDK, how about Montel Jordan? So I don't know exactly who that counts as, but I don't think I get a point here.
That's some straight waffling. You know what? We'll give it to you, though. I think we'll give it
to
you.
Yay!
Yeah,
So
here's the thing. Nick Cannon wouldn't have counted because Nick Cannon came and left that same night is my argument for Nick Cannon. And that doesn't count as an actual performer, so no. No, and I think Orca survived around, as did Crab, so those both count. But we both got Mark McGrath, and then you got Bobby Logan Brown. Paul. No, you had the other Paul brother on.
No, I said locked in Logan Paul.
Liana, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I have it written right here. I will show you my notes.
I don't think so. Anyways, it's fine. We move on. So the Seashell happens. The vault guesses are all over the map. We had a Haley Duff. We had Vanessa Hudgens. We had a Sarah Silverman from Ken Jeong. And then Nicole on the buzzer changes her Hillary Duff one to the correct answer here. And that ends the show. However, we are told we will see you in 2 weeks for the final six, the spicy six. Because next week is the sing-along. Are you excited for the sing-along?
Sing along, spectacular. Yeah, I love the sing along.
I know you do. So
I know. I didn't think I'd like it. I like it. I'm here for it.
So here's my question to you, Rock, right quick. Okay. Do we want to do a podcast next week or should we take a hiatus?
You're asking me now?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know.
I feel like it'd be a good discussion.
Okay.
Why are you sounding so awkward? Oh,
I'm shocked. I feel put on the spot.
No, because I think truthfully, I think ultimately this is what I propose. if we are busy next week, if our personal lives are busy, we skip the week because there's nothing to cover really. It'll end up being just us chilling anyways. Okay. But if we do a podcast, if we decide we have the time, we will put it out on Twitter and people can send us questions and we will answer them to the best of our abilities next week.
Okay, sure. Whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm down. I am ready. I am prepared.
Lovely, lovely stuff. Are you prepared to say goodbye? Because I'm not. Feel like I don't want to say goodbye yet.
We have the fake double eviction, which again is not technical. Whatever. I'm not going to get into this.
You stop that.
By definition, it's not double eviction.
Where can people find you, Liana, and what projects are you up to at this very moment?
You can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP, a podcasting about Drag Race, which is almost freaking done. The finale is this. Oh my God, the finale is tomorrow. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I am not going to be able to watch live because Dad is in town. So I am going to have to avoid my phone like the plague, but I will be updated. Hopefully that night I'll stay up and watch it. But oof. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Oh my God. I can't wait. That's tomorrow. But yeah. And then, otherwise we'll be back for All Stars because All Stars 6 will be back for Drag Race soon anyway. So it be what it be.
It be what it be. And you can find me on all major social media platforms. That's Twitter, Instagram, Twitch.tv. It's Puyaism for all three. As far as projects I am involved with, we just put a cap in the 90 Day Fiancé season 8. Finale that was over the tell-all part 2. We did it. Rob and I talked about it all, and happy to announce Rob will be coming back, joining me once more for 90 Day Fiance Happily Ever After season 6, which will premiere this upcoming Sunday. We will talk about it next week. I had the pleasure of talking about the 25th best season of Survivor as ranked by the listeners of RHAP, Survivor Samoa. So I talked about that with Rob last night. It's already out, 4 hours, FOA hours long. A lot of fun stuff there. You can check that out. And Big Brother, Liana just mentioned the very real term fake double eviction happening as we speak, which we'll be talking about. That means tomorrow morning or Friday, if I don't want to date this, which I totally already have now, I will be talking about Feeds or Not with Terrence.
It's the 22nd of April, 2021.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. At 9:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now you know exactly where we were when the episode started as we tried to wrap it up quickly. And then I always feel like I'm going to miss something here, but I'm not going to in this instance because I was on the last Circle Roundtable talking about Circle US. It's been a fun season so far. It's different. It definitely hits different than the UK version, but that is definitely a thing that has happened as well. And obviously I Twitch stream 3 times a week, twitch.tv/Puyaism. Now, before we get out of here, I want to say a quick and warm thank you to everybody who has left the rating and review for this podcast. We are now over 100 at 102 reviews. Genuinely do appreciate it. I'm looking, the next target is all ones. I'm looking for 111, but there is no pressure at all. Genuinely, thank you so much for getting feedback there for us and letting people find us easier by doing this for us. You can do so at robswebsite.com/maskedsinger. That's MASKEDSINGE. We are about to end this podcast. We will maybe be back with you next week to talk about the sing-along slash answer questions about our lives, because there's more to that than there is the sing-along. Or if not, you will hear our voices unmasking yet another performer in 2 weeks' time. Till then, take care, stay hydrated, and remember, what you're going to do when the cloodle do takes a clue from you, or you take a cloodle do from the cloodle do. I don't listen.
Big Brother is on. Just goodbye, everybody. We love you very much. Okay, bye.
Bye.